Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Not good.
Not good.
No.
Not good. But what I wanted to see, I'm going to pay attention to early on is how the prospects are playing. And it was nice to see over the two games over the weekend that Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, Max Anderson all had their opportunities to show up and hit, score, drive in runs. They all have done that to this point in one way or another. That's cool. I'll keep monitoring to see how Briseño is doing, or Lorenzo and the rest of the guy, Hayuli, the rest of these prospects. Those are the guys I really care about. Of course, I care about the main team, the guys who have their positions locked in, but it doesn't look like there's going to be many roster spots available. Like, what are the roster's fights on this team for the position players? There aren't many. I mean, Jamai Jones is the extra outfielder, is one. I mean, but other than that, I'm not sure if these guys really have that clear path to get to the major league club, unless there might be a trade of some kind to move somebody out to create space.
Okay. I want to bring up something that I saw over the weekend. I think, first of all, I met a number of listeners Saturday in Chicago for the Pistons Bulls game at the United Center, and, had a good time. It was my son's 24th birthday, so we took him and his sister and my wife, and we all went to the game and then hung out with some of his friends. And it was a really, really good time. But there were a ton of Michiganders there, a ton of Piston fans there. The bar we were at was packed with people watching Michigan Duke beforehand. And the game was what it was, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. We did not have great seats. But I saw something. I'm like, did I really just see that? If you were there, can anyone confirm to me that what I saw was real? That Benny the Bull.
Benny the Bull, the mascot.
The Bulls mascot, during a timeout in the second half, went to the center court and threw a basketball over his head from center court and made it. Not once. Not twice. Three times in a row. Did I see that? Did that happen? Because my first thought was, what's in this beer? Then I thought it had to be AI. And then one of my son's friends told me later, yeah, everyone went nuts, but the third shot missed. But I wasn't able to find any affirmation on confirmation on YouTube or Twitter. Was anyone else there see that? Or did I really either A, have too many beers, or B, get fooled? Because like I said, I had a buddy, or my son had a buddy, said no, the third shot didn't go in, even though the place went crazy.
It's what he does, man. He knocks down shots. I did a quick Google search, Benny the Bull half court shot.
Yeah,
he does knock these things down with some kind of regularity.
Can anybody else confirm that? Was anybody else, any listeners there, did you see that? I don't know.
I'd love to hear it, because yeah, I think it's an amazing story.
It's either that or it's an amazing story that I thought I saw it three times in a row. But when you're watching something with your own eyes and you say it has to be AI, you're like, wait, no. No, I'm.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere. Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here. Anyway, maybe somebody can help a brother out. Let's go to Paul in Clinton Township. Hello, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Sure.
Hey, before I get to it, Doug, if you could please provide video of you doing the downhill in the half pipe, we would appreciate it.
If it ever happens, yes, I will try to get video.
Yeah, and frankly, I think I'd rather see the downhill, but
Okay. You know? All right. Well.
And that isn't bad for you. Just, you know, that would be the one. Okay. So I don't do this often, but Champ and Chump.
Yep.
Dylan Larkin, because he's our guy.
Yep.
And he was valuable, and he was great, and they talked so many great things about him. My Chump, even though I like to go with some USA fans, I'm going to go with McKinnon. Okay? I mean, he's one of the two best players in the world. He was a minus for the tournament. He was on the ice for both U.S. goals, and he missed an open net, and he's complaining or talking about who the better team was. Now, he's the Chump for me, personally.
You know, Gator, I don't know if you saw the three, I'm sorry, the quote that Gator read, the whole quote. Did you hear that earlier?
I did not hear the entire quote. No, okay, I do have something after this.
Well, here's the whole quote. It's been close for a while, you know. They're an amazing, skilled group of players. I just felt like it wasn't going to be. You guys can be the judge of who the better team was tonight, but they won, we lost.
Okay, that's slightly better. Yeah. I personally, again, if I'm on the ice for both goals and I miss an open net, I'm on the minus player for the...
Yep. I was going to say, Paul, I'm not even trying to convince you to say he doesn't deserve the Chump, because your reasons you gave are completely Chump worthy. Missing that empty net, if I was a Canadian fan, I'd be pissed. Like, how do you miss that empty net? That's the game. That's a legacy right there. You're a hero. You're a god if you make that, if you put it in the net. There are junior kids and high school kids and squirts that can make that shot, and he didn't make the shot. And for him to be on the ice for both of the goals, and include, the game winner, he's on the ice, and I think it was Werenski that got the puck and sent it over across to Hughes for the winner. Like, do your job.
Yeah, Werenski pushed him off the puck.
Yes.
Now, that said, there's a narrative that's coming out of this that I am just so against, and I think it's so hypocritical for people. This whole narrative that the U.S. only won was bailed out by Hellebuck. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Goalies are on teams. You want to have the better goalie for a reason. We've watched time after time after time in the NHL where a team dominates the other, but the other team has a better goalie, or he plays out of his mind, and they win the game. And this whole narrative, like, it was like we had two teams, and then we randomly drew goalies for the game. Okay, no, that's not what happened. The better team had the full six-man component on the ice at all times. Hellebuck was the best player on the ice for both teams. So I'm sorry. You know what? Bennington, he's the one that actually played fantastic for them last year in the Four Nations, and he won a cup. He gave up two goals that, you know, frankly, he could have made the save, and Hellebuck didn't. So that's how it goes. Teams have goalies for a reason.
But that also kind of supports that narrative, though. It's that Hellebuck played out of his mind. He was the best player on the ice. He was the difference in the game. And if you step back and look at the game objectively, I was stunned that he was able to keep everything out of the net, because Canada just kept pouring on the pressure from, you know, the moment that they got down 1-0. I thought that they did outplay the United States. However, because it's hockey, you can win a game with a hot goaltender.
It's funny, because I know that analysis can bother people, and I've heard other people say that. Oh, you know, I don't want to hear that it was just because of Hellebuck. I do remember when the Tigers kept beating the A's in the playoffs in the Verlander, and somebody from Oakland wrote a story that the only difference between Detroit and Oakland, there was nothing to choose between the two except for Verlander. And that if the A's had Verlander, it would be completely different. And I just started to laugh, like, oh, you mean the commodity that Detroit has you would like?
Right.
The one that makes the biggest difference? I mean... Yeah.
If we have Patrick Mahomes.
We have a commodity that is one of the toughest to get. One of the toughest that everybody would love to have. And I don't even know what the point is of bringing it up, to be honest with you. Not Paul.
No, right.
But when people bring up that, Why would you bring up the only difference is, yeah, okay, so what?
There's a ton of talent on that USA roster. There's a ton of talent. Yeah. And then when you get to the overtime situation where you're 3-on-3, and I said a couple times today, I think it's the equalizer when you've got a team that may not be as talented as the other roster is, but you still have high-end talent on it. It shows up. And, you know, to watch Quinn Hughes, the way he skates as a defenseman and constantly, you know, skating backward or turning the direction, incredible. Change of direction is amazing with him. And he does it at such a high speed. When he skates back towards the blue line when it's in the offensive zone, and he skates as fast as he can, and he's just got this. He's just winding up. It's amazing to watch. And Werenski is like that as well, and maybe not to the same extent, but he's got a lot of that in him. And then you see the talent. Like, wait a minute. Jack Eichel's really good. Jack Hughes is really good. Dylan Larkin is really good. Tage Thompson is really good. The Tkachuk brothers are a problem. You know, it's a different style of team that the U.S. has than Canada. And maybe that's what pisses Canada off most of all, is the United States is a gritty freaking team, man. And they're going to rub you the wrong way, especially with the Tkachuk brothers out there. And even with Canada has a couple of guys that have that saltiness to them. Tom Wilson will hit anything that moves. And, you know, he'd be a player I think lots of teams in NHL would like to have. And Marchand is just an irritant. But not like the Tkachuk brothers. Those guys are hitting everything on the ice and setting a tone.
All right, why this could be a huge week in the NFL. And does it matter for Detroit? We will get to that today at 1:23. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.